TV nostalgia is up for auction this week. Are you interested in taking home the bar from Cheers? Or how about Johnny Carson's desk from The Tonight Show set? Or the prop rifle that made Jed Clampett a millionaire?
The Beverly Hillbilly.
Hollywood memorabilia collector James Commissar has been archiving television history for decades, saving scripts, costumes, even fake mustaches. Commissar says his bond with TV was formed early on.
I ran home, grabbed a Pop-Tart, and sat there watching all these great shows.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
But Keith Partridge, Herman Munster, Batman, these were all of my sort of after-school friends.
Oh, well, later, when you learned the iconic costumes and props were being thrown away,
I knew I had to take action.
So, in the midst of his work as a writer in Hollywood, Commissar moved into building his collection full-time.
When I started collecting in the early 90s, I already had a day job. I was writing questions for Bachelors on the Dating Game. I was writing jokes at night for Joan Rivers and Howie Mandel and others. And I was busy. But it became clear to me that these pieces were being actively thrown into the garbage and taken to the dump.
Commissar says he has gathered more than 10,000 pieces of TV history. He sees himself now as a curator of pop culture, more than a memorabilia collector.
I would say in my core collection, there were many, many thousands, but I wanted to make sure that there was something for every price point. And most of the pieces in the sale start at $1. It was important to me and Heritage Auctions that everyone, whether they're an experienced, sophisticated investor in this art market or they're buying their first piece, I wanted to make sure there was something for everyone.
The auction has the original George Reeves Superman costume, Batman and Robin's crime-fighting capes, and some fine custom suits worn by Tony Soprano's crew.
Oh, here he is.
The online auction that starts Friday puts a fine point to a career of collecting that all started with some Carson cue cards.
But Commissar says he is hanging on to some favorites.
I did keep Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox California Highway Patrol uniforms from Chips, and a few other pieces that were sort of at the heart of my watching television as a young person. They sort of motivated me to start this hunt for TV treasures, and I think those are going to live on with my family for a good long time. So I'm grateful for the journey, and what happens next? Stay tuned.
Find out tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Stay tuned indeed.